奉主耶稣圣天，就是说吃饭是人民认为最根本和最重要的事情。
So there's an ancient Chinese saying that says that people reckon that having a meal to eat, having something to eat is the most basic and important thing.
所以人们见面的时候通常都会问你吃饱了吗？
And so often when men meet one another, they'll ask each other, have you eaten?
分手的时候大概也会说改天我们出来吃顿饭。
And perhaps when they part, they will wish one another, saying that perhaps on another day we'll have a meal together.
请吃饭原是很平常的事情。
So inviting someone for a meal is something very common.
但是也可能会成为很复杂的问题。
But it can also become something very complex.
要请谁吃饭？
Who should you invite for a meal?
谁一定要请？谁可以不必请？
Who must you invite and who can you choose not to invite?
要请到哪里吃？
So where should you invite them for a meal?
要请吃什么样的菜?
What kind of food should you serve for the meal?
有时候真的是伤脑筋的。
Sometimes it's indeed very frustrating to think about all these things.
因为请吃饭不只是肚子的问题，也是面子的问题。
Because inviting someone for a meal is not just a question about the stomach, but a question about your face as well.
不只是要满足我们的肚子，也要同时满足我们的面子。
So because not only do we have to satisfy our stomachs, we have to also satisfy our face.
有时候希望对方能够赏脸吃顿饭。
Sometimes we hope that the other party can be courteous to accept our invitation for a meal.
有时候也希望这一顿饭能够达成我们心中的一个目的。
Now, sometimes we hope that through the meal, we can achieve a goal in our hearts.
所以你看在餐馆里面，十桌的人在吃饭，可能都有十种不同的意义或者目的在里面。
So perhaps in a restaurant, when you see 10 persons having a meal together, each one of them may have their own different motives.
有些人请吃饭是为了洗尘。
Some people have a dinner as a welcome meal.
有一些是为了饯行。
Sometimes it's for a parting meal.
有一些是为了庆功，但是有一些却是为了赔罪的。
Some meals are a result of celebrating a success, but some meals are a result of wanting to repay an error or wrongs they've done.
有一些请吃饭是为了要做成某一个生意。
Some people have a meal because they want to conclude a certain business deal.
但有一些请吃饭是想要做成亲家。
Some people have a meal because they hope that their families can become one.
所以请吃饭真的是不简单。
So it's not easy for us to invite someone for a meal.
那么请耶稣吃饭岂不是更不简单吗？
So isn't it more difficult to invite Jesus for a meal?
到底谁请耶稣吃饭呢？
Who invites Jesus for a meal?
为什么他要请耶稣吃饭？
And why should he invite Jesus for a meal?
那吃饭的时候又发生了什么事？
And what happened during the meal?
圣经记载这一些请耶稣吃饭的事情又是要教导我们什么？
And what are the teachings in the Bible that are recorded for us to tell us?During the times of Jesus, when he was invited for a meal.
不过你没有想到圣经里面到底谁请耶稣吃饭呢？
But have you ever considered in the Bible who are those who invited Jesus for a meal?
这是我们今天晚上要来思想的题目。
And this is a question we should ponder tonight.
我们先来谈第一个请耶稣吃饭的人。
Let's talk about the first character who invited Jesus for a meal.
请看路加福音第七章。
Luke chapter 7.
36节到40节。
Verses 36 to 40.
路加福音第七章
Luke chapter 7
36到40节
Verses 36 to 40 Then one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him, and he went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at a table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil and stood at his feet behind him weeping. And she began to wash his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her headAnd she kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what man or woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answered and said to him, Simon, I have something to say to you. And he said, Teacher, say it.
我相信这件事情我们大家都很熟悉的。
I believe all of us are very familiar with this incident.
不过这件事情就是从请吃饭开始的。
But this event began from an invitation to a meal.
这个请耶稣吃饭的人就是法利赛人，他名字叫做西门。
A person who invited Jesus for a meal was a Pharisee, and his name was Simeon.
西门能够请到主耶稣来吃饭，的确是一件高兴的事情。
And it was indeed a joyful event for Simeon to be able to invite Jesus for a meal.
你知道主耶稣的工作是很忙碌的。
You know that Jesus was indeed very busy in his work.
你也知道主耶稣是很讨厌法利赛人的。
And you know that Jesus hated the Pharisees.
但是这个法利赛人西门能够请到耶稣来吃饭，真的是不简单。
But it was not easy for this Pharisee to actually invite Jesus to his house.For a meal.
这是一件高兴的事情。
And this was indeed something to be joyful about.
但是却有一件令他很不高兴的事情同时来到。
But at the same time, something that causes him to be unhappy happened.
因为有一位不速之客不请自来。
Because there was a guest that was not invited that turned up.
而且这个客人是他最不喜欢的那种人。
And this guest was someone that he was most displeased with.
可是偏偏主耶稣却接受这一个客人。
But Jesus accepted this guest.
这个让他心里很不高兴。
And this causes great unhappiness in him.
所以三十九节记载他在心里这样想。
And so verse 39 records that he spoke to himself saying,
耶稣真的是先知吗？
Is Jesus truly a prophet?
如果他真的是先知，
If he were a prophet,
他应该知道这个女人是怎么样的一个女人呢？
He should know who or what manner of woman this is.
怎么主耶稣竟然接受这样的一个罪人呢？
But how can Jesus accept such a sinner?
虽然他话没有说出来，
although he didn't say this out,
但是耶稣却知道他心中所想的。
But Jesus knew what was in his heart.
那我们感觉到有一个奇怪的地方。
And what causes us to feel puzzled?
既然这个女人是这个主人所不喜欢的，
since this woman is someone that the master of the house is not pleased with,
那为什么他不吩咐他的仆人把他赶出去，或者拒绝他进入到内室里面来？
So why didn't he ask the servants to chase the woman away or to stop her from coming in?
这里有一个背景。
There is a background here.
原来按照当地犹太人的习惯，
according to the customs of the Jews,
如果拉比在某一个人的家里面，
if a rabbi is in anyone's house,
那么任何人都可以自由出入这一个屋子来听这个拉比的教训。
Anyone can go in or out of the house to listen to the teachings of the rabbi,
或者是向拉比请教任何的问题。
Or they can come to the rabbi and ask him any questions.
这的确是一个好习惯。
This is indeed a very good practice.
表示没有任何一个人可以阻挡人来听神的道理。
It tells us that no one can obstruct someone else from coming to listen to the word of God.
你可以请拉比到你的家，但是你不可以垄断拉比的教训。
You can invite the rabbi to your house, but you cannot stop the teachings of the rabbi.
每一个人都有这个权利到拉比的面前听教或者请教。
Everyone has the right to come before the rabbi to listen or to ask the rabbi questions.
除非拉比拒绝了他。
Unless the rabbi actually rejects him.
所以这个主人没有办法拒绝他。
So the master was not able to reject this woman.
因此当他看到这个拉比这个夫子没有拒绝他的时候，他实在是很不高兴。
And so when he saw that this master, this rabbi did not reject this woman, he was very unhappy.
他甚至因此怀疑耶稣真的是先知吗？
And according to this, he was suspecting whether was Jesus indeed a prophet.
人家不是说耶稣是无所不知的吗？
Didn't others say that Jesus knows everything?
他就是那个弥赛亚。
That he is that Messiah.
怎么他竟然不知道这个女人是个怎么样的女人？
So how is it that he doesn't know what kind of woman this is?
其实是他不知道弥赛亚来就是要拯救这一些罪人。
But actually he didn't know that the Messiah came to save this kind of people, the sinners.
那你说西门是不是真心诚意的请耶稣吃饭？
So do you think that Simon invited Jesus for a meal wholeheartedly and sincerely?
答案是他不是诚心诚意的。
The answer is that he did not invite Jesus with a sincere and pure heart.
怎么说呢？
Why do we say this?
我们请念44节到46节。
We read from verses 44 to 46. Luke 7 verse 44 to 46. Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet.But she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil.
主耶稣很不客气地指出西门并不是诚心请客的。
And Jesus did not courteously but pointed out directly to Simon that he invited him for a meal with ulterior motives.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为按照当地犹太人设摆筵席请客人的 基本的礼仪来说
，because according to the normal hospitality customs of the Jews at the time，
他们有三个基本的礼仪，主人必定要做的。
There are three basic actions that the master of a house should do。
第一件
，first，
当客人来的时候，主人要预备水，然后吩咐他的仆人替客人洗脚。
When the guest comes， the master has to first prepare some water and then ask the servants to wash the feet of the guests。
但是主耶稣说，我进了你的家，但是你没有给我水洗脚。
But Jesus said， I entered your house， you gave me no water for my feet。
可是这个女人却是用她的眼泪来洗了我的脚，用她的头发来擦干。
But this woman has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head。
那第二件就是洗完脚以后，主人就要去拥抱这一个客人，跟他亲嘴。
And secondly, is after the guests have washed their feet, the master of the house would go and embrace the guests and kiss the guests.
但是他没有做到。
But this Simon didn't do this.
所以主耶稣借机去说，你没有与我亲嘴，但是这个女人却用她的嘴亲我的脚。
So Jesus continued saying, "You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in."
那么第三件事情，主人就会吩咐仆人拿油出来，尤其是上等的膏油。来膏这个客人，表示对他的尊敬。
And so, lastly, the master will ask the servants to bring forth the premium oil to anoint the head of the guest to show his respect and honor for the guest.
但是他没有。
But he didn't do this.
所以主耶稣说，你没有用油抹我的头，可是这个女人却是用香膏抹我的脚。
So Jesus says, you did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with oil.
并不是主耶稣对主人有苛刻的要求。
It's not that Jesus had this extracting demands from this master.
这乃是主人招待客人一个最基本的礼仪。
But rather, these were basic hospitality acts of the master towards guests.
更何况你现在招待的是拉比，是人民所说的夫子。
What more, now you're receiving a rabbi whom others call as master.
那为什么这两个人却是那么样相反的态度呢？
But why is it that these two people had completely different attitudes?
这个西门虽然口头称耶稣为夫子，但事实上他心里面并没有尊敬耶稣为夫子。
So although Simon with his lips he called Jesus a teacher, but in his heart he did not have the respect for Jesus as a teacher.
你看第四十节，耶稣对他说，西门，我有话对你说。
So verse 40, Jesus said,to Simon, Simon, I have something to say to you.
西门说，夫子，请说。
And Simon said, Teacher, say it.
好像他很尊敬耶稣，称耶稣为夫子。
It's as though he respected Jesus a great deal and called Jesus teacher.
但是事实上，他心里真的是尊耶稣为夫子吗？
But did he truly respect and honor Jesus as his teacher?
我们发觉到西门其实他只是应酬主耶稣。
But we find that Simon was merely entertaining Jesus.
他请耶稣吃饭只是要做给人看。
He invited Jesus for a meal was for him to show off to others.
表示他不是一般的法利赛人。
To show that he was not an ordinary Pharisee.
我没有反对耶稣。
I am not against Jesus.
因为我有请耶稣吃饭。
Because I have invited Jesus for a meal.
我的行动说明了我对耶稣是尊重的。
My actions shows that I have respect and honor for Jesus.
但事实上他却给耶稣不平平等的待遇。
But in actual fact, he didn't treat Jesus justly.
如果是别人，他就会很好的接待。
If it were others, he would have treated them properly and well.
他一定会尽了这三个基本的礼仪：洗脚、亲嘴跟膏油。
He would surely fulfill these three basic acts of hospitality: to wash the feet, to kiss him, and to anoint his head.
但是对主耶稣为什么却没有尽这三个基本的礼仪呢？
But why is it that he didn't do these three basic acts?
可见的他的态度仍然是有一种轻慢主的骄傲的态度。
But so we can see that his attitude was an attitude of arrogance and of despising Jesus.
他表示他自己也是法利赛人，在身份上他也是拉比，并不低过主耶稣的。
So he was trying to show that he himself was a Pharisee and he was a rabbi and is not lower than Jesus.
他以为他自己是一个义人，遵守律法的法利赛门派的人。
And he reckoned himself to be a righteous man, a Pharisee who kept the laws of God.
他不觉得自己有什么罪。
He didn't feel that he has any sin.
因此他不需要救主。
So he didn't need a savior.
而耶稣是被称为是救主的。
And but Jesus was called savior.
要来拯救罪人。
And he was coming here to save sinners.
但我不是救人啊。
But I'm not a sinner.
很自然的，对这位所谓救主耶稣，自然就没有什么需要和重视了。
And so naturally, he felt he has no need or he has no respect for Jesus who is here.
相反的，你看这一个女人。
On the other hand, you look at this woman.
她知道自己有许多的罪。
She knew that she had many sins.
她需要主耶稣的赦罪。
And she needed the forgiveness of sins from Jesus.
而更重要的就是他相信耶稣真的是救主，有权柄赦免他的罪。
But more importantly, he recognizes that Jesus is the Savior and that he has the authority to forgive sins.
他所听的并没有错。
And she has believed that what she has heard is not wrong.
耶稣来是要拯救罪人。
That Jesus came to save sinners.
虽然他现在是在法利赛人的家里吃饭。
Although he is having a meal in the house of a Pharisee.
但是他也一定会接纳跟赦免我这个罪人的。
But he will surely receive me and forgive me a sinner.
因此你就发觉到她的态度跟她的行动是完全不一样。
So you find her attitude and actions are totally different.
的确的，她这样诚恳的态度和行动得到主耶稣的接纳和主耶稣的赦免。
Her earnest and sincere attitude causes Jesus to accept her and to forgive her.
所以主耶稣接下去就这样讲。
So Jesus followed by saying this.
请看47节到50节。
From verses 47 to 50. Luke 7, verses 47 to 50. Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. And he said to her, your sins are forgiven. And those who sat at the table with him began to say to themselves, who is this who even forgives sins? Then he said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace.
主耶稣说，他许多的罪都赦免了。
Says that your many sins, your sins which are many, are forgiven.
这个女人有向主耶稣来说明她犯了什么罪吗
？This woman declared to Jesus what sins she has committed.
我们看她什么话都没有说。
We find that she didn't say a single thing.
她只是在耶稣的脚前流泪。
She only wept at the feet of Jesus.
她的眼泪湿了耶稣的脚。
And her tears wet the feet of Jesus.
然后她用她的头发抹干。
And she used her hair to wipe the feet of Jesus dry.
她没有用嘴巴说话，但是她用她的嘴巴来亲主耶稣的脚。
She didn't use her lips to speak, but instead she used her lips to kiss the feet of Jesus.
她其实一句话都没有说。
Actually, she didn't utter a single word.
但是主耶稣却知道她心里所要说的一切的话。
But the Lord Jesus knew every single word that she wants to say within her.
所以主耶稣说，
So Jesus said,
我告诉你，
I say to you,
他许多的罪都赦免了。
Her sins, which are many, are forgiven.
大家就很奇怪。
So everyone was amazed.
他是谁，竟然能够赦免人的罪呢？
Who is he that he can forgive sins?
当大家都在奇怪的时候，
When everyone was marveling at this,
但是这个罪人却知道耶稣有赦罪的权柄。
But this sinner knew that Jesus had the authority to forgive sins.
他真的是相信的。
And she truly believed this.
你怎么知道他相信？
How do you know she believed this?
因为这是主耶稣说的。
Because this is what Jesus said.
主耶稣对那女人说，
Jesus said to the woman,
你的信救了你。
Your faith has saved you.
你平平安安的回去吧。
Go in peace.
我们不要误会。
Do not be mistaken.
在47节，主耶稣说，
In verse 47, Jesus said,
他许多的罪都赦免了，因为他的爱多。
Her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much.
因为他奉献香膏膏主耶稣。
Because she sacrificed her fragrant oil to anoint Jesus.
因为他用他的眼泪湿了耶稣的脚。
Because she used her tears to wet the feet of Jesus.
因为她表现了她真诚的爱。
Because she has shown her true love.
所以她得到主耶稣的赦免。
And so she received forgiveness from Jesus.
我们会这样的误会。
We may be mistaken.
以为是因为她的爱多，所以她就得到赦免。
Thinking that because she loved much that she received forgiveness.
但其实不是。
But actually this is not so.
她的罪得到赦免是因为她的相信。
Her sins were forgiven because of her faith.
因为她的相信主耶稣的罪的赦免。
Because in her faith, in believing of Jesus' forgiveness for her,
她的罪是这么样的大，她得到的赦免的恩典是那么样的多。
That her sins are forgiven and the grace that she's received is so great.
因此她的爱更多，都不足以来报答主耶稣的。
And hence her love overflows. It's not even enough to repay the grace of Jesus.
所以我们不要搞错了这个方向。
So do not be mistaken about the direction here.
不是因为爱多所以才得到赦免。
It's not because she loved more that she received forgiveness.
而是因为她的赦免多所以她才爱更多。
But rather because she received much forgiveness that she loved even more.
我这样说，因为有一些人有这样错误的观念。
I say this because some have this mistaken concept.
我们要多爱主耶稣。
We must love Jesus more.
多奉献钱。
To offer more money.
多为主做工。
To work more for the Lord.
这样就会多得主的赦免，主的恩典。
Then receive more forgiveness from the Lord and more graces from God.
用你的功劳来换取耶稣的恩典的代价。
To use your works to in exchange for what Jesus has to give you.
这是错误的想法。
This is a wrong way of thinking.
我们能够做什么工作来换取主耶稣的恩典和怜悯呢？
What work can we do in exchange for forgiveness and mercy of Jesus?
是不能够的。
We're not able to do anything.
但是因为我们明白主耶稣为我们做了那么多。
But because we understand that Jesus has done so much for us.
他甚至先为我们奉献了他的生命。
And he has first sacrificed his life for us.
赦免我们一切的罪。
He's forgiven us of all our sins.
这是让我们感觉到很惭愧的地方。
And this is something that causes us to feel a deep sense of regret.
所以我们甘心乐意的来为主奉献。
So we're very willing to sacrifice all for Jesus.
甘心乐意的尽我们一份的力量。
And very willing to put in our utmost best.
虽然是这样，我们还是感觉到不足以回报主的恩典的。
Although this is so, we still feel that we are unable to repay the grace of Jesus.
我们只能够尽我们一份的力量。
We can only put in our little bit of effort.
这样的想法才是正确的。
This kind of attitude is right.
这个妇人就是这样。
And this woman was like this.
她知道她的罪。
She knew of her sins.
她需要主的赦罪。
And she needed the forgiveness of Jesus.
她相信耶稣会赦免她的罪。
And she believed that Jesus can forgive her sins.
事实上她是不配的。
Actually, she was not worthy.
无以回报的。
And there's no way she can repay.
说不出来。
And she cannot express
all this. 但是她却用她的行动来表达她对主的感激。
But with her actions, she showed her gratitude towards Jesus.
所以主耶稣对这个西门这样的解释。
And so Jesus explained to Simon saying,
在41节到43节。
From verses 41 to 43.
请念。
Verses 41, there was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. And when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him more? Simon answered and said, I suppose the one to whom he forgave more. And he said to him, you have rightly judged.
我相信你的回答也跟这个西门的回答是一样的。
And I believe your answer will be the same as that of Simon's.
当我们欠的债是这么样的大，根本无力偿还的时候，
When we owe someone such a great deal and we have no way we can repay it,
他却开恩赦免我们。
But he shows his grace and forgives us.
你说我们是不是更加的感激他呢？
So ought not we to give thanks to him even more?
所以我们要存着这样的心思意念。
So we should carry with us with this thought and attitude.
你就会感觉到你对不起主。
Then you feel that you are not worthy of the Lord.
你就不敢去服言主。服言怎么样讲？你就不敢只是应付应酬。
So you would not dare to patronize Jesus.
你就会从心里真诚的尽你一份的力量来敬拜主。
Then from your heart, right deep from your heart, you will truly worship God.
可是如果你不感觉到你亏欠主耶稣什么，
But if you feel that you have not owed Jesus anything,
像这个法利赛人西门，
It's like this man Pharisee, this Pharisee Simon.
他不感觉到他是一个罪人，
He didn't feel that he was a sinner.
所以他体验不到救主耶稣的恩典是什么。
So he couldn't experience what was the grace of Jesus all about.
虽然他请耶稣吃饭，
Although he invited Jesus for a meal,
但是他却对耶稣没有那一种的吃饭请吃饭的尊重。
But he didn't show Jesus the respect that should be showed in an invitation for a meal.
他只是应酬他。
He merely entertained Jesus.
我相信这个经验你都会有吧。
I believe you too will have such experiences.
有一些人你真的是很诚心诚意要请他吃饭的。
Some people are those whom you really, really want to invite them for a meal.
你真的很感激他，或者是你很尊敬他。
You're full of gratitude for that person, or you respect and honor the person.
但是有些人你请他吃饭却好像是。好像是什么？只是应酬啦。
But some people, when you invite for a meal, is just merely just entertain them.
因为他们之间缺少了一种东西。
Because they lack something.
所以他们只是一种的交际，一种的应酬。
So this is maybe just like a barter trade or just a form of entertainment.
我们今天到主耶稣的面前来。
Today we come before Jesus.
是像这个西门呢，还是像这一个罪女呢？
Are we coming to him like Simon or are we like the sinner?
我们今天来聚会。
Today we come for service.
我们来唱诗。
We sing hymns.
我们来祷告。
We pray.
我们来敬拜我们的主。
And we come to worship our Lord God.
但是什么样的方式呢？
But In which direction are we taking?
是一种应酬的方式。
Are we doing it like just mere entertainment?
好像这个西门一样。
Just like Simon.
但是还是好像这个罪人一样。
Or are we like this sinner?
从心里知道自己迫切的需要和对不起主的恩典。
From our hearts we know our desperate need andof us being unworthy of the Lord Jesus.
这样就很自然会生出一种很虔诚的、很乐意的敬拜和尊敬。
Then, naturally, from our hearts will come forth this reverence and willingness to worship Jesus.
所以在神的面前
，So before God,
最大的罪就是觉得自己无罪。
The greatest sin is to feel that one has no sin.
好像这个西门一样
，Just like Simon,
一个自义自满的人不会感觉到他对不起主，没有亏欠的主什么。
A self-righteous and a self-contented man who felt that he has not owed Jesus anything.
因此，他对主耶稣的态度自然就是那么样的冷漠。
And so his attitude towards Jesus was just so cold.
也不会奉献什么特别的爱。
And he didn't show any special love.
更不会去洗脚、拥抱、亲嘴或者是膏油。
And he would not go and wash the feet, kiss Jesus, and anoint his head.
但是一个人在神的面前得到最大的恩典，就是自觉自己是一个罪人。
But when one receives the greatest grace from Jesus, when he feels that he is indeed a sinner,
好像这个罪女一样
，just like this sinful woman,
她甚至会用眼泪来抹，用头发来抹耶稣的脚。
She will use her tears to wash the feet of Jesus and her hair to wipe the feet of Jesus.
她会把她最好的香膏为主耶稣奉献。
And she'll offer her best ointment to the Lord Jesus.
虽然她没有说一句话
，although she didn't utter a single word,
但她的行动却说明了她的一切。
But her actions shows her everything.
主耶稣称赞她
，Jesus praised her.
妇人
，woman,
你的信救了你，你平平安安的回去吧。
Your faith has saved you.Go in peace.
我们是不是也有这样的信心来到主耶稣的面前
？Do we have such a faith to come before the Lord Jesus?
如果有，你也能够平平安安的回去的。
And if you have, you too can go in peace.
这是我们要学习的一个地方。
And this is one area that we can learn.
好，那么先来讲第二个请耶稣吃饭的人。
So let's talk about second person who invited Jesus for a meal.
那一个吃饭又能够学到什么教训呢
？So what teachings can we learn from the event?
路加福音十四章。
Luke chapter 14,
第一节到第六节
from verses 1 to 6. Luke 14, verses 1 to 6. Now it happened, as he went into the house of one of the rulers of the Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath, that they watched him closely. And behold, there was a certain man before him who had dropsy. And Jesus, answering, spoke to the lawyers and the Pharisees, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? But they kept silent, and they took him and healed him and let him go. Then he answered them, saying,Which of you, having a donkey, or an ox that has fallen into a pit, will not immediately pull him out on the Sabbath day? And they could not answer him regarding these things.
这个请耶稣吃饭的人比刚才那个法利赛人西门的身份更尊贵，因为他是法利赛人的首领。
So this man who invited Jesus for a meal was more honorable than Pharisee Simon just now because he is one of the rulers of the Pharisee.
但是这一个筵席就好像古代的鸿门宴一样。
So this feast or this meal was like this 鸿门 feast in the past.
当年楚国的霸王项羽，他就请刘邦吃饭，就是在鸿门这个地方。
So in the past, the Chu dynasty king invited
楚国的国王项羽，他请刘邦吃饭。
Okay, he invited 刘邦 for a meal.
可是他们却暗中已经计谋。要在这一个筵席中杀掉刘邦。
But they secretly planned that during this feast or this meal, they will secretly assassinate Liu Bang.
他们安排在筵席的当中，他要派一个大将出去表演这个剑舞，然后借机会就把他刺杀。
And so he arranged that during the meal, one of his generals would act out a sword play act, and then during that sword play act, he would then kill this Liu Bang.
幸好刘邦带来的大将察觉到这个危机，他也立刻请求要参加这个表演。
But Liu Bang's general found out about this plot, and he also asked that he be included in this act.
因此，他一面维护他的主人，让对方根本没有机会可以下手。
So on one hand, he kept on protecting his master, his king, so that the enemy couldn't attack him.
最后刘邦安全脱身了。
So finally, Liu Bang was safe.
所以鸿门宴就代表了一个不怀好意，甚至带着一种谋害人的或者谋取人家利益的一种筵席。
And so this feast of Hongwen will tell us about a feast of ulterior motives and a feast of evil in wanting to harm someone.
表面上这个法利赛人的领袖请耶稣来吃饭，好像是对耶稣的尊重。
So on the surface, this ruler of the Pharisees invited Jesus for a meal. Seems that he was showing Jesus respect and honor.
其实就是要控告耶稣，抓拿耶稣的把柄。
But actually, he was trying to find a fault with Jesus and accuse him of his error.
这里记载说，耶稣到一个法利赛人的首领家里去吃饭，他们就窥探他。
Here records that Jesus went to the house of the Pharisees to eat bread, and they watched him closely.
这在马可福音第四章所记载的。另外一件事情是同样的意义的。
And this is of the same meaning as is what recorded in Mark chapter
第四章
chapter 4.
Eh, 是第四章吗？
三章。
第三章，第一节跟第二节。
Chapter Mark chapter 3 verses 1 and 2. Mark chapter 3 verse 1 and 2. And he entered the synagogue again, and a man was there who had a withered hand.And they watched him closely whether he would heal him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him.
这里记载众人窥探耶稣，要看他在安息日医治不医治，然后要控告耶稣。
So here records that they were watching him closely whether Jesus would heal the man on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him.
那这个法利赛人的首领请耶稣吃饭的时候，也是一样的动机。
And it was the same motive when this ruler of the Pharisees invited Jesus for a meal.
但是耶稣问他们，
But Jesus asked them,
你们中间谁有驴或牛在安息日掉在井里，不立时拉他上来呢？
Which of you, having a donkey or an ox that has fallen into a pit, will not immediately pull him out on the Sabbath day?
他们不能对答这话。
And they could not answer him regarding these things.
耶稣以他的智慧胜过了这一个的危机。
So with his wisdom, Jesus overcame this crisis.
这个故事提醒了我们，
This story alerts us.
不是所有的筵席都是好的筵席。
Not all feasts are good.
有人就说，有人请客不吃白不吃。
Some people say that when someone invites us for a meal, it's a waste if we do not go and eat it.
但是箴言却提醒我们。
But in Proverbs it reminds us.
不是所有的筵席都是好吃的。
Not all feasts are good.
你不要贪吃，恐怕你会上当或者陷入危机里面。
Do not be greedy, or you may have fallen into a trap.Or you land up in a crisis.
请看箴言二十三章。
Proverbs 23.
箴言二十三章第六到第八节。
Proverbs 23 verses 6 to 8. Proverbs 23 verses 6 to 8. Do not eat the bread of a miser, nor desire his delicacies. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. The morsel you have eaten, you will vomit up and waste your pleasant words.
这里说，你不要吃恶眼人的饭。
Here says, do not eat the bread of a miser.
恶眼人有一些圣经翻译为吝啬的人。
In other versions it says that this is one who has an evil eye.
恶眼 evil eye.
Okay.
他翻译成 stingy.
我是 opposite.
哦，不是啊。Okay. 好。我想应该是翻译成吝啬的人比较正确这个意义啦。
So, English Bible, the translation miser may be more accurate.
那吝啬的人怎么样又会请你吃饭呢？
So why is it that a miser will invite you for a meal?
所以问题就是在这里。
So the problem lies here.
他一定有另外一个目的。
He surely has an ulterior motive.
所以你不要贪图他的美食。
So do not desire his delicacies.
他的心怎么思想，他为人就是这样的。
So for as he thinks in his heart, so is he.
所以你不要上当。
So do not be tricked.
虽然他好像很大方说请吃请喝，但是他的心却跟你相悖的。
Although he may seem to be very generous saying eat and drink, but his heart is not with you.
如果你不谨慎，你贪吃不吃白不吃的话，你吃了你就会后悔。
But if you are greedy and you just want to eat it, thinking that it's a waste, you don't do so, then you will surely regret it.
第八节，你所吃的那点食物，你必要吐出来的。
Verse 8 says that the morsel you have eaten, you will vomit up.
在那个时候，你在吃饭的时候所说的那一些甘言美语啊，也一定会让你很遗憾。为什么我要这样说
？And then all the pleasant and nice words that you have said during the meal, you will surely regret saying, "Why have I said these things?"
所以第二节说，你如果是贪 贪吃的，你要拿刀放在你的喉咙上。
So verse 2 says that if you're greedy for something to eat, then put a knife to your throat.
不可贪恋他的美食，因为那是哄人的食物。
So do not desire his delicacies, for they are deceptive food.
所以我们要谨慎。
So we should be alert.
有些人是贪财，有些人是贪色。
Some people are greed for money, some greed for lust.
有一些人两样都不喜欢，但是他却喜欢吃。
Some people do not want these two things, but they want just to eat.
尤其现在的人吃喝玩乐。
Especially nowadays, people eat, drink, and be merry.
但却有许多的人却在吃喝玩乐当中失去了他自己的宝贵的灵命。
But some people, in the midst of eating, drinking, and being merry, they lose their precious soul.
所以我们要谨慎。
So we should be alert.
不要为了这些饮食而犯罪了。
Do not account of these food sin.
那么重要的是，在这个请吃饭的当中，主耶稣给了我们两个重要的教训。
And what's important that Jesus has given us two teachings in this incident.
是什么教训呢？
And what are the teachings?
我们看回路加福音的十四章。
Look back at Luke chapter 14.
第七到第十一节。
From verses 7 to 11. Luke 14 verses 7 to 11. So he told a parable to those who were invited. When he noted how they chose the best places, saying to them,When you are invited by anyone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in the best place, lest one more honorable than you be invited by him. And he who invited you and him come and say to you, give place to this man, and then you begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down in the lowest place, so that when he who invited you comes, he may say to you, Friend, go up higher, then you will have glory in the presence of those who sit at the table with you.Whoever exalts himself will be abased, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
在这一次的请吃饭当中，不止耶稣被请，还有许多的客人也被请。
So in this meal, not only Jesus was invited, many other people were invited as well.
第七节说，耶稣见所请的客选择首位。
And so Jesus noted how many who were invited chose the best places.
每一个人都认为他是自命不凡的人，或者每一个人都以为他是这一个饭的筵席的主角。
So everyone reckons that they are the VIP of this wedding, of this feast.
其他的客人只不过是陪客。
And the other guests are merely people who accompany them in the feast.
我才是太子，那些人只不过是陪太子读书的。
So I am the main person, and the rest are just merely accompanying me.
当然，我是做首位的了。
Of course, I am to be seated in the best place.
但是骄傲来，羞耻也来。
But where pride comes, shame follows.
他自己走上去是那个首位，后来他就要自己走下来。
So he may go and sit at the highest place, but later on he has to come down from the highest place.
所以主耶稣提醒我们。
So Jesus reminds us.
你如果被人家请客的时候
，If you have been invited,
不要以为你自己是主角。
Do not think that you're the main character.
不要以为你自己高高在上。
Do not think that you're high and mighty.
不要去跟人家争做那个首位。
Don't fight or chase after the best place.
骄傲来，羞耻也跟着来的。
Because when pride comes, shame follows after.
你要被人家请上去坐，那才是有光彩的。
You must be invited to sit at the best place, and that is the most glorious thing.
所以你不必去争做那个首位。
So you not fight for the best place.
可是有多少人肯听主耶稣的教导呢？
How many are willing to listen to the teachings of Jesus?
但是肯听主耶稣教导的人，他就有光彩，自己限度，他不会无彩的自己要走下台。
So those who listen to the teachings of Jesus, he will be exalted, but at the very most, he will not be abased because he has to come down from his high place.
主耶稣说，凡自高的必降为卑。自卑的必升为高。
So Jesus said, whoever exalts himself will be abased, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
有一个大人物，他有一次被邀请去演讲。
There was once an important character who was invited to give a speech.
一群人陪着他进入这个礼堂的时候。
And so when a group of people followed him and accompanied him into the hall.
礼堂大家都报以热烈的掌声欢迎。
So everyone gave him a great warm round of applause.
但是这个所谓大人物，他竟然闪身让后面的人先走。
But this main character just step aside and let someone else walk past.
自己在旁边也一样的鼓掌。
And he stood aside and similarly clapped his hands.
这的确让旁观者很惭愧，也让一些人羞耻。
And this indeed caused the bystanders to feel ashamed.
这个伟大的人物从来没有感觉到他的伟大。
This great man has never felt that he was great.
他从来不认为那些掌声是为他而鼓的。
And he never ever felt that the applause were all for him.
只有那些小人物才洋洋得意的夜郎自大，大摇大摆的走到前面去。
And only those minor characters, they will feel that this is all for them, and they walk and sway their way towards the front.
所以真正伟大的人从来不知道自己的伟大，因为他只知道那一位伟大的神。
伟大神。
伟大的人从来不知道自己的伟大。
But a great man never ever feels his greatness.
因为他只知道那一位伟大的真神。
Because he only knows of the great God.
那第二个教训是什么呢？
What's the second teaching?
我们看十二节到十四节。
From verses 12 to 14. Luke chapter 14, verses 12 to 14. Then he also said to him who invited him, When you give a dinner or supper, do not ask your friends, your brothers, your relatives, or your rich neighbors, lest they also invite you back and you have repaid.When you give a feast, invite the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed because they cannot repay you, for you shall be repaid in the resurrection of the just.
主耶稣也借着这一次的吃饭告诉他们 请吃饭真正应该请的人是谁。
And in this meal, Jesus also taught them that when you're inviting someone for a meal, who are those that you should truly invite?
你会不会觉得主耶稣所讲的很奇怪？
Do you think that what Jesus said was very strange?
刚刚好跟我们请客是相反的。
And it's just opposite of whom we shall invite for a meal.
我们通常都是请我们的朋友、我们的兄弟，还有请那些富足的邻舍。
So often we'll invite our friends, our brothers, our relatives, our rich neighbors.
但是主耶稣说，不要请你的朋友、弟兄、亲属和富足的邻舍。
But Jesus says, do not invite your friends, your brothers, your relatives, nor your rich neighbors.
他并不是说我们不要跟他们好，要故意跟他们疏远，不是这个意思。
He doesn't mean that we purposely do not want to be friends with them and want to be far away from them.
但是他要告诉我们说，请吃饭不是一个交际，也不是一个交易。
And so, saying that, but what he wants to say was that in inviting someone for a meal is not as a form of trade or for your own benefit.
恐怕你请他们，他们也请回你，这样来来回回只是交易，只是交际。
So, or else when you invite them, they invite you back, it's just like exchange or trade.
没有什么特别的意义。
And it's no special meaning there.
但是请吃饭有一个特别的意义。
But in inviting someone for a meal, there's a special meaning.
主耶稣告诉我们。
And Jesus tells us.
请吃饭其实不是一种的交易，但是却是一种的善事。
Inviting someone for a meal is not a trade or exchange, but actually it's a good deed.
因此你请那些贫穷的。
So invite those who are poor.
那些饥饿的。
Those who are hungry.
那些残废的。
Those lame.
那些不被人尊重的。
Those who are not respected by others.
让饥饿的人可以得到饱足。
So that those who hunger can be filled.
让贫穷的可以得到温暖。
So that the poor can receive warmth.
让那些残废的可以得到尊重。
So that those who are handicapped can receive respect.
你这样的请吃饭就真的很有意义。
And if you invite people in such a way that it be full of meaning.
不但是有意义，而且还会得到神的祝福。
And only is it full of meaning, you will receive the blessings from God.
因为这些人没有什么东西可以报答你。
Because these people have nothing to repay you.
可是到义人复活的时候，你要得到主耶稣的报答。
But in the resurrection of the just, you shall receive your reward from the Lord Jesus.
这种请吃饭才是真正有福的。
And this invitation for a meal is indeed a blessed one.
吃的人会很快乐。
The people who eat the meal are very happy.
请的人也会很开心。
And the person who invites feels happy as well.
因为这是一件善事。
Because this is a good deed.
这是主耶稣所喜欢的事。
And it's what Jesus is pleased with.
也必定会得到主耶稣的祝福的。
And surely receive blessing from the Lord Jesus.
有时候你请富足人吃饭，有时候还要受闷气，或者会闹笑话。
Sometimes when you invite the rich for a meal, they may be displeased with you, or you may be the butt of the jokes.
但是你不能够做什么，因为他是有钱人。
But you cannot say anything because they are rich.
我就读到一个这样的笑话。
So I read of this joke.
他说有一个人请他的洋人上司吃饭，因为他喜欢吃中菜。
So there was a man who invited his Western colleague, for a meal. His superior for a meal because this Western man loves to eat Chinese food.
那饭后这个人就向他的洋上司说客气话。
And so after this meal, this man said some courteous words to his superior.
他说我今天只是请你吃便饭，是个小小意思。
So today I've invited you for a simple meal. This is just小小意思。
小小意思。Just a small matter.
Small matter, yeah.
那么这个杨上司不但爱吃中国餐还喜欢讲中国话。
But this Western superior not only loves to eat Chinese meals, he loves to speak Chinese as well.
他就用中国话回答他。
And so he replied in Chinese saying,
今天你请我吃小便饭, 改天我请你吃大便饭。 这当然是一个笑话。
Of course, this is a joke.
不过在我们的生活当中，不是常常闹这样的笑话吗？
But in our lives, don't we have such jokes being cracked all the time?
请吃饭，为什么到后来变成不开心或者心里生闷气呢？
Why is it that when you invite someone for a meal, end up being unhappy and having cold wars?
因为我们得不到我们所要的。
Because we cannot receive or achieve what we want.
比如说，我上一次请你吃的是鲍鱼面， 你怎么这一次请我吃的只是云吞面？
So why is it that last time I invited you for abalone noodles for meal, but now you just invite me for a wonton noodle meal?
所以你请吃饭是不是觉得你吃亏了？
So do you feel that your invitation you have actually lost out?
我要怎么样才能够吃回本呢？
So how can I eat back what I have invested in?
所以真正的请吃饭 并没有想到要任何的回报。
So a true invitation for meal never ever considers wanting the other party to repay you.
因为它不是一个交际， 也不是一个交易。
Because it's not a business or it's not exchange for some benefit.
它是一种的善事。
It's a good deed.
只是希望对方能够吃得饱， 能够吃得快乐。
He only hopes that the other party can be filled and can be happy.
让他感觉到人间还是有温暖的。
So that he will feel there's still warmth among men.
让他也能够因此而感谢神。
And on the hands of account of this, they will give thanks to God.
这样吃的人开心， 请的人也开心。
So that the person who eats is happy, the person who invites feels happy as well. And when the Lord Jesus sees this, he feels even more happy.
你知道吗？
Do you know?
这才是真正请主耶稣吃饭。
This is truly inviting Jesus for a meal.
请看马太福音的25章。
Matthew chapter 25.
马太福音25章。
Matthew 25.
37到40节。
From verses 37 to 40. Matthew 25, verses 37 to 40. When the righteous will answer him as saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me.
你知道主耶稣说这个话的意义的。
Do you know the meaning of what Jesus meant here?
你看到这才是真正请耶稣吃饭。
So you find that here, you're truly inviting Jesus for a meal.
请耶稣吃饭的人有福了。
Blessed are those who invite Jesus for a meal.
你愿意在将来得到主耶稣这样的祝福吗？
Are you willing to receive this blessing from Jesus in future?
那我们就好好认真地来请耶稣吃饭。
So we seriously and earnestly invite Jesus for a meal.